Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. With the theme of hot stuff and cool art, the Downtown Arts Alliance opens the doors of galleries in Monroe and West Monroe for an art crawl coming up tomorrow night, giving us a glimpse of some of the exhibits and highlighted artist talks. It's Ann Bloxham-Smith, the Arts Alliance Communications Consultant. And welcome again to Lanyap.
Hey, Bob.
Hard to believe August is about to arrive.
It's kind of scary, isn't it? Yeah. Summer's getting away from us.
Oh, it is. And with it comes another art crawl. And galleries are ready to welcome guests coming up tomorrow night. Special activities set for the evening. At Livaday Studios, the host becomes the featured speaker. Jolie Livaday Grisham shares about her work.
Yeah, this is wonderful. I'm really looking forward to this. Jolie Livaday is an amazing artist in her own right, and she normally has guest artists for the art crawls, but this time it's her own work. So she'll be speaking about her work. The whole series is called Dreams and Replies, which is a great name for it. Really interesting stuff. Multimedia this time. Really, really neat stuff. So she's talking at 6.
Yeah, really dedicated to her work, Masters of Fine Arts, just recently completed that.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
In West Monroe, the Ouachita River Art Gallery welcomes an artist talk from Don Hudnall.
Yeah, 7 o'clock. Don will be speaking. If you've never seen Don's work, he's a ceramicist. I think that's a word. And he is... he calls his work Just for Fun. It's really fun stuff. It's interesting ceramics. As he says, you'll see most anything, but not sets of dishes. And so, he says he creates in the moment. It's pretty flippant, pretty fun, and I think you'll enjoy his work a lot. So 7 p.m. is his artist talk.
I think it's something about Don. If something isn't just so, it's kind of like you work with what you have.
Mistakes work right in. I mean, it's really neat stuff. And Don will be dressed up. Those of you who know him know that that's an interesting concept in itself.
Yeah. Over on Art Alley, the Downstairs Gallery is showcasing a Garden of Earthly Delight. Give us a preview about some of the work an artist presented here.
Yeah, this is, again, a great variety of types of art. Gallery director Julie Pearson says that this is a summertime sort of show, a time for fantasies, the bounty born of rain and earth. Mm-hmm. So, really good stuff. Cindy Gibson will be showing ceramics, photography by Jess Van Alstein, I believe, and other works by Melanie Duthit, Dana Law, Stephanie Jordan, Daniel Moore, Heidi Carotti, Philip Williams, and Julie Pearson herself, and there are more as well.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a lot of variety there.
Yeah, several local artists' work will line the walls of Sugar Gallery. Also included, a 9-foot mural.
Yeah, that's Whitney Causey, who is a guest artist with them this time, along with their resident artists, Scott Stone, Crystal Stone, Diane Rosenberg with her jewelry, Stacy Medaris, Leah Smith Reitzel, and Berg Ransom with his beautiful nature photography.
Have you had a chance to see the 9-foot mural yet? Or
I've seen a picture of it, and it's pretty amazing. I've just seen a little photograph. It's really great stuff. Whitney Causey might be a new name to you, so that'll be fun.
Live and Up Close coming up tomorrow evening with that. Also, always a large collection of paintings, photography, and more at Upstairs in Big Room. I understand Emily Caldwell features some work reflecting on a recent rafting trip to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, I was there, so I can tell you that it was a wonderful trip, but her theme this time is broken, bitten, but still smitten.
Oh,
and
goodness.
That is because she broke her foot, she got stung by a scorpion, but she is still smitten with the canyon. And when you see her work, you're going to be smitten as well. You're going to want to go to the Grand Canyon. The colors, the images are just beautiful.
Sounds like some great work there. Portraits of Madeline is a collection by Andrea May Hinton, where Where will our guests be able to find Andrea's work coming up?
Andrea
tomorrow?
Will be one of the guest artists at the MAD Art Gallery, which is on Art Alley, North 2nd Street in Monroe. And she'll be there with Laura Lee, who is a metalsmith jewelry artist. That's Mark Allen Dooley, MAD, Mark Allen Dooley. Yeah, and so he has two guest artists this time. That ought to be a lot of fun. They're going to have special food from Baco. And so, and Mark and friends have a musical group called Gray Matter. So that's going to be lot of fun. Food, music. In fact, a lot of the galleries have food and music as well as their art.
Yeah. And one will actually have a live painting taking place.
It's going to be over at
Palace Gallery. Yeah, tell us more about that.
Y'all are going to enjoy this. The Palace Gallery will have Sierra Raspberry, who's a new up-and-coming artist. She'll be painting on site. So you'll get to watch her. And I'm going to bop over there and try to watch her for a little while. That should be great fun.
How exciting is that, seeing a creation in work, in progress?
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be taking place. Well, of course, community support brings this event to the downtown area.
Sure. Yeah, the overall sponsor of this is the artists themselves put this on. They're the Downtown Arts Alliance. Mm-hmm. But our sponsors, the presenting sponsor is Creed & Creed Law Office, Bancorp South, and lots of other sponsors that help us out with this. We couldn't do it without them.
All gets underway at 5 o'clock tomorrow evening, and if someone would like to find out more, how could they do so?
They could go to our website, which is www.downtowngallerycrawl.com.
There are some preview pictures, I'm sure, of some of the items coming up.
Oh, that's right.
Night.
Also on our Facebook page, same name, Downtown Gallery Crawl. Lots of pictures there.
And Bloxham Smith is communications consultant with the Downtown Arts Alliance and the Gallery Crawl coming up tomorrow evening from 5 till 9. And thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Landia podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.